Time for Collective 2's Top Trader Radio. For each week, we bring you in-depth conversations and insights from standout strategy managers featured on the C2 platform. With your host, Charlie Wright.
Hello and welcome to Collective 2's Top Trader Radio. I'm Charlie Wright. We appreciate you being with us today, and we'd like to welcome our guest, Alessandro Cocciola, founder and CEO of Karma Advisory. He speaks to us from their headquarters just outside of Rome, Italy. So he'll be doing this in English, for which we're very grateful here, Alessandro. Welcome to Collective 2's Top Trader Radio.
Thank you, Charlie. My pleasure.
So, Alessandro, you graduated from Economics and Banking School in Italy in 2005, and you entered asset management. You became a portfolio manager. And then in 2015, you founded Karma Advisory. That's Karma with a C. And you specialize in algorithmic trading, typically long-short strategies in U.S. equities. You're now also an SEC-registered RIA firm here for the United States. So tell us, what attracted and keeps you in the world of trading?
My passion for trading is born during the years of the university. I even wrote my thesis on the development of a trading system on government bonds. After graduation, I worked for several years in the asset management industry, first as a team member in portfolio management, then as portfolio risk manager. About 4 years ago, in 2013, I decided to create my own consulting company, Karma Advisory. As you say, the firm is specializes in development of quantitative trading system, mechanical trading systems, and since last April, it is a SEC registered investment advisory firm. So trading and portfolio management are my passion and my job, and you know, I find myself very fortunate that the two things, passion and job, coincide.
Yeah, you are fortunate. For so many, they don't, but it's critical, especially for trading, we find. So how would you describe your approach to trading and strategy development?
My approach to trading is 100% quantitative, algorithmic and mechanical. I mean, there is no discretion in the investment process. Typically, the inputs my strategies use are price and volume. I don't use fundamental data. Regarding the strategy development, I follow precise rules. In particular, the process is articulated in three steps. In the step number one, I perform backtest. In the backtesting step, the trading ideas are applied to historical market data. If I get good results, I go through the step number two, that is paper trading, or the so-called walk forward test. This is when the strategy is applied to current market data going forward. And finally, I performed the step number three, that is when the strategy is applied to real accounts.
Okay, and so tell us here, can you briefly describe your strategy for us? It's a long-short strategy. Is it completely bottom-up, as so many are, or is it somewhat top-down? Is it a pairs trading strategy? Are you using individual stocks? Do you use ETFs? And let's try to keep this brief here, because I know we could talk all day long about the strategy itself, but there are other things we want to get into here. Alessandro.
Karma Stocks is a mirror reversion long-short equity strategy, and it seeks to capture consistent absolute returns with a particular attention to capital preservation. Karma Stocks trades exclusively S&P 500 highly liquid stocks, and The investment process can be described as a combination of a top-down and a bottom-up approach. The top-down consists in detecting a market regime. I use a proprietary indicator that tries to establish if we are in a bull or in a bear market. If we are in a bear market, the strategy works in a defensive mode. This means that the rules to open a long position are more stringent, are more severe during a bear market. The bottom-up approach is represented by our proprietary scoring system that is applied to the investable universe. The strategy takes long positions in stocks identified by the scoring system as oversold, and short positions in such stocks that the scoring system has identified as overbought. So, again, there is no discretion, and each open position has always a predetermined exit price. So there is no risk of revenge trading or overtrading.
Okay, and can you tell us about how many positions you have at any given time, long and short?
Yes, the strategy is very flexible in the exposure management. Consider that the maximum exposure per symbol is 10%, but the typical exposure is 5%. And the average exposure, historically, is around 20%. As I said, the strategy is very flexible from this point of view. This means that I can stay totally cash today and be fully invested tomorrow. Another important element of the strategy is that the Karma Stocks does use leverage. I mean, maximum gross exposure is 100%.
Okay. So tell us, let's get in involved in a little different, with a little different focus here, Alessandro. Can you tell us about a trade or an experience in the market where you learn the most about yourself or about your strategy?
Yes. As often it happens, best lessons come from hard situations. For me, it was 2008 bear market. Fortunately, neither personally nor my customers were net long on stocks. But from that particular period, I learned the importance of liquidity. Being able to go totally cash instantly, for me, is paramount. It's for this reason that I only trade very highly liquid instruments in my strategies.
Okay, we appreciate that. We need to take a short break here, Alessandro, and we'll be right back. Again, we're talking with Alessandro Cocciola out of just outside of Rome, Italy, and you're listening to Collective Two's Top Trader Radio. I'm Charlie Wright, and we'll be right back.
And just a quick word of a reminder, the Top Trader Radio is brought to you by Collective Two, the world's largest automated trade sharing marketplace. Great traders like our guest today ask Collective Two to track their brokerage results in real time. Then other investors can subscribe to these traders and automatically follow their trades in their own brokerage account. Very simple. You can register for free at Collective 2. That's collective with the number 2.com. And once you do, you can browse hundreds of trading strategies, including full track records, detailed statistics, and experience the power of cloud-based trade syncing technology for yourself. Yes, experience the power of peer-to-peer trading today at collective2.com. All right, back to Charlie and his guest.
Thank you, Paul. Again, talking with Alessandro Cocciola out of just outside of Rome, Italy, and of Karma Advisory, and that's Karma with a C. So let's look at the macro little, the macro view for investors for just a minute here. Alessandro, what misconceptions do you think many people have about investing?
Well, one of the misconceptions I see more often is about alternative strategies. Many people think that alternative strategy means high risk. This isn't always true, and I think that put alternative strategies into a portfolio of traditional strategies, of long-only passive strategy, can represent a good vehicle to diversify our investments.
You know, that's an excellent point, and I find that people often, when they hear about the futures market, like managed futures, or when they hear about options, or when they hear about hedge funds, they will often say, well, that's higher risk than I want to be in. Well, it doesn't need to be higher risk. And typically, or at least often, it is not higher risk. You just have to, you know whether it's higher risk or lower risk. And so, yeah, no question about it. That is a major misconception that we all face, and I'm sure also in Italy, right? So what advice would you give to traders or self-directed investors to improve their results in their investing and trading?
To traders, I would say do your homeworks. From an algorithmic trader point of view, from my point of view, this means test your idea on past data, as I said before, then apply your idea on a simulated trader account, and only finally go live with real money. To an investor that has to evaluate among different strategies, for example, on Collective 2 platform, I would suggest to focus on ratios rather than on performance only. With ratio, I mean Sharpe ratio, Sortino ratio, or Karma ratio. In other words, risk-adjusted performance measure and not on performance only. Yeah.
Yeah, no question about that. And I think most anybody who has been in this business, trading or investing for some time, recognizes that we cannot look just upon performance, especially in a shorter time frame here. So as we all know, Collective 2 actually shows the real performance as they have calculated it, as is accurately calculated on the system. And anyone looking at Collective 2 is going to see that your strategy has performed quite well. So how do you think you've been able to exceed market returns? And you do not need to be shy. Okay, here you can speak your mind and don't be overly modest.
Okay, so the strategy has two sources of alpha, stock picking and market timing. I think that both these components have made a positive contribution. For example, stay cash or net short during market corrections and invest only when the strategy has a high conviction allowed me to beat the S&P 500 index since inception. That was in June 2013. So I think that the way the strategy is built is winning.
And let's ask, you know, we often hear that successful trading development is about matching an approach to the market with a trader's personality. Do you think that applies to your strategy?
Yes, I totally agree. Personally, I am not a big risk taker, and this aspect is reflected on my strategy, where I try to reach good returns, for sure, but with a particular attention to capital preservation.
Okay, so that's, I'm sure, comforting for many traders or investors to hear and to understand. So people can go on Collective 2's website and they look at Karma Advisory. Again, that's Karma with a C, and they can find you on there, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so give us final words for our listeners, will you hear, Alessandro?
Yes. First of all, I think that Collective 2 is a very very useful instruments for investor. One aspect that I like most is it's a true meritocracy. No matter who you are, where you are from, your results are available to subscribers around the world. In addition, C2 offers a great level of transparency, trade visibility to all. And I think this is a distinctive element in the world of finance.
Great. Well, thank you very much. You've been very helpful, and your English is certainly much better than probably anyone who's listening's Italian. So
thank you.
Congratulations for speaking to us in a foreign language, and we really appreciate you joining us today. And we hope that that the banks in Italy get their act together and make things work and happen. So that those of you who live there can continue to eat and do some decent work here.
Thank you, Charlie. My pleasure.
So we appreciate you being here. So again, we've been talking with Alessandro Cocciola from just outside of Rome, Italy. He's the CEO of Karma Advisory on the Collective 2 site. And you've been listening to Collective 2's Top Trader Radio. This is Charlie Wright. And we offer you to go to listen to all interviews at Collective 2, that's the number 2.com/radio. And we'd like to remind you to trade like you mean it.
Collective 2's Top Trader Radio is a production of OC Talk Radio and is provided for educational purposes only. Content of this program and the views of the guests should not be considered as recommendations by OC Talk Radio or investment advice from the host Charlie Wright or any other entity attached to this production. Investors should always consult qualified financial, investment, tax, and legal professionals prior to any investing.